Okay, today's daf is Bechoras, daf Lamed Zayin, as we are on the last Amud of the fifth Perek, going into the sixth Perek, which is the next stage of the Masechta. But we are first on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. Up to the Mishnah, we're still talking about Ne'aman. It's just one Ha'ara. Somebody emailed me. Interesting Ha'ara. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, right before the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, and we spoke about Tosfis's Ha'ara, Me'asara Haruge Malchus, and we spoke about the Gemara in Kiddushin and Chulin, where it talks about Acher saw his tongue, and that is what Rechmona Lislana drove him away. And we spoke about the Midrashim. He was 130, and he was very Tov Yafemare, and he was Ochel Kvura at the end because of that. I saw somebody emailed. So what's Tosfos Ha'ara? It's very unlike Tosfos. Me'asara Haruge Malchus, just to make the Ha'ara. We know he's one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. Okay, we mentioned yesterday that he's not so often mentioned in Shas. What dafka is Tosfos Ha'ara? So he suggested that maybe the Tosfos is explaining what led him. Right? What led Acher off? Because he saw this Lashon. He saw this Lashon of Chutzpis. But maybe Tosfos is connecting, like, why was he, obviously we're not behind God's motivations of why Rachman al Tzapil meet such ends, but maybe it's connected to the fact that Chutzpis kept going and being Matargim in our story. He's emphasizing that the Haruge Malchus element is related to our story. He didn't stop until all the Am got so upset that Rabbi Yeshua was standing there for so long, and they made him stop. Maybe he should have stopped originally. Somewhat difficult that if he's the Matargim of Rabbi Gamliel, who says he's in charge. Rabbi Gamliel, he's working for Rabbi Gamliel. If the whole Am gets involved, okay, but it's only him. But that's the suggestion that Tosfos makes that Ha'ara, because it's dafka connected to the story at hand. It's kind of like a Gilyan Ashas Ha'ara, where he mentions one source and you got to figure one line and you have to figure out exactly what the Kavanah is. So the Tosfos, what's the emphasis? Okay, so we're back to the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the Mishnayis of this section of the Perek. As we know, it's all about Ne'emanus of different people, of a Kohen, of a Yisrael who gave it to a Kohen. So now, in the last Mishnah, we just said the line, everybody's believed about Mumei Meiser, because they could have put the Mumen in themselves. So now the Mishnah says, what if somebody has an, we read it yesterday, but let's read it again. There's an obvious Mum. Obvious that it's a Mum Kavua. It's not growing back. It's not getting better. So does one still have to show it to a Chacham? And if so, which type of Chacham? Says the Mishnah. Bechor shenis meis eino, v'shenikta ayado, v'shenis raraglo. If a bechor has an eye that's blinded, nikta ayado, or his arm, his paw is chopped off, v'shenis raraglo, or his leg is broken, harezu yishachet, alpi gimel beis b'nei ha-knesses. You could shecht it based on the testimony, or that the decision, of three of the b'nei ha-knesses, which are not Mumchin, they're not experts. Rashi quotes, "Bnei ha-knesses she'inon chachamim." They're not chachamim. Like the Gemara says at the end, I think of the first parak in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that you always need a sar batlanim in a city. What are the sar batlanim? They sit in the shul and they learn and they daven. They always make sure that there's a minyan for the people coming to in shul and to say kaddish. But the bnei ha-knesses, so they know, but they're not the chachamim of the city. So, the Tanakhama says, you're allowed to have those three for these obvious Mumen. You don't have to be like Rav, who studied 18 months on a farm to know exactly what the Mumen are. So those were unique type of Mumen, not the obvious type of Mumen. Bizman Hazet, Derech Agav, right? We know that we don't do this anymore. We don't decide. So even an obvious Mum, we would not shech to Becharon. Bizman Hazet, let's say somebody didn't realize, and they didn't prevent the Kedusha from coming, and there's a Bechar in the world. So what do you do? Like we had the story a few days ago where there was that old Bechar walking around with the long hair, the Mishnah describes. So let's say if there's a Bechar Bizman Hazeh, so it's very dangerous because it's a karban, but we don't do Mumen today. We don't paskin on Mumen in terms of Kavua or Avar, even if it's obvious. That's what we don't do Mumen, we just let the animal, live and until it dies, but we're not going to get any hanah from it. So the Mishnah says, so if you have these obvious movements, the Tanakhama says, you can use the three B'nei HaKnesses. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Yesham Chav Gimel, even if there are 23 in Onishchad El Alpi Mumcha, even if you have 23 B'nei HaKnesses Bezdin, still you're not going to allow it, only a Mumcha. Only a Mumcha is used for this halach. So we'll talk about the machloka soon. Rabbi Simloi has some famous statements in Shas. Right, Simloi is about, I think he's about the Taryag Mitzvahs at the end of Maseches Makos. I think he's the one that talks about the in utero learning in Maseches Nida. He's the one that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu being bargaining to try to go into Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life. Just let me go in. Simloi has some famous agadic comments, but here he has halacha. Rav Simloi, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Travayu Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Amri. They said this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. The Amri la Rabbi Simloi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Travayu Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Or you switch two of the parties involved. Amri, they said it. Hataras Bechor Bechutz La'aretz, Apishlosh Ben Ekneses. Come up with this big chiddush that in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to be matur the Bechor with three Ben Ekneses. That's the statement. Amar Rava Ubimumin Mufhakim. And this is only allowed by three B'nai Knesses by an obvious mum. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Mulan Tanina, what's the chiddush of this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya added on with Rava? Right? And it's we learned it in our Mishnah. Bechor Shenisbeis Eino, Vishnikta Yadav Shishtaber Ragla Harizi Yishachet Api Gimel B'nai Knesses. You already know that, our Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, no, Imi Masnison, if you only had our Mishnah, Hava Amina Bechutz La'aret Afilu Mumen She'enem Mufakim. You would feel that our Mishnah is only about Bechor Eretz Yisrael. But by a Bechor Chutz La'aretz, you would go one step down, one step more kal. We'll see why in a second. Because it's even Mumen She'enem Mufakim. V'hai Tektani Mufakim. And why does it say examples of Mufakim in our Mishnah? Lo Diecha Kochod Rabbi Yossi, to say even where it's Mufak, Rabbi Yossi requires a Mumche. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Rava. That when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, also is limited to Mufakim. Shlosha b'nei haknesses. Why is a Bechor Chutz La'aretz different? So first look at Rashi. Rashi says Bechutz La'aretz, first wide line. She'eino ra'ui lahakriv. Va'afilu b'zman beis hamigdash. As we're going to see in Maseches Temura, a Bechor Chutz La'aretz is not brought as a carbon. Only a Bechor Eretz Yisrael is brought as a carbon. So, therefore, you might have thought that there are more kulas if it's not brought as a carbon. Says the Rashi's Bikurim. Efshar mishum shebe'eretz Yisrael yeshchash shchutei chutz shehu iser kares. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's an iser shchutei chutz if you're makar of a carbon outside, and therefore there's an iser kares. He'll go chashashu tfei shalus b'chala mumche. That's why we're more worried. We're more worried, and we'll say, you know what? You better have a mumche in Eretz Yisrael. Masha'ein kein b'chutz la'aretz deleke iser shchutei chutz share'ein eroyles kabel b'fnim. Lefi ma dekayim alak Rabbi Akiva de'im mevi'in b'chores b'chutz la'aretz v'mehevi ein makabel mimenu. We'll get to that. So that's what the Rishis Bikurim just adds on to Rashi. Not only ein eroyles hakriv, and therefore there's no iser shchutei chutz b'chiv kares in chutz la'aretz. And that's why the stakes are lower, so we'll be more mekel, and we'll rely. Because what's the worst thing that can happen? You're going to be makar of something by chutz, but it's not an iser kares. There's no chiyuv chatos if you do it, and therefore we could be more makel. Okay, Rashi and the Reishis Bikurim, Rav Weinberg, again. So let's continue now. Amr Yehuda, Amr Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Safik Mishmei de Rav, Safik Mishmei de Shmuel. To Safik, if this was said in the name of Rav, if he said this in the name of Rav or Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda, we've mentioned many times, was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So, therefore, sometimes he says in the name of Rav, sometimes in the name of Shmuel. See, he's not sure. Keep this in mind, because the Gemara is going to come back to it later. But here he says, he's not sure, it's in the name of Rav or Shmuel. Gimel matirnes ha-bechor bevakam she'in mumche. Three are allowed to be matu the bechor. Rashi again adds in, b'mumun mufhakim. If it's a clear-cut mum, you don't need a mumche. Right? Even if you have three that are not a mumche. So that whole discussion that we mentioned earlier in Sanhedrin, in the first parak, where it talks about a special smicha for heter b'choros, the Gemara says, yadin yadin, right? Yater b'choros, yater al yater, that was only by mumen she'enem mufhakim. So that's what you need the special smicha for. But if you don't have the special smicha, you still would be able, at least with a couple of friends, to judge a mum mufhak. So, says the Gemara, three kedmatir a bachar in a place where there's no mumcha. So, my kamash v'lantanina. So, again, didn't we learn this? This is the Mishnah. Hareze yishachet api gimel b'nei ha-knesses. So, where it says again, no, imi mas nisan, if you only had the Mishnah, hava amina, afilu b'malka mumcha. You would have thought that maybe you could rely on these three, even if there's a mumcha in town. But look, it's a mufak, so I might as well, you know, what do you have to go to the mumcha for? Kamash malan, b'malkam she'in mumcha in, b'malkam she'ish mumcha lo. You're only allowed to rely on this even by mumum mufakim if there is no mumcha in town. Fine. Amr Rav Chiya bar Amram, expanding on what we just said. Amram is one of the Amoraim. Right, that name is used, Amram. Right, but the others, as we like to say, Moshe, David, Avraham, right, so those are not used. Aaron is used, and Yitzchak is used, and Yaakov is used, but Amram is used right here. Reb Chiya bar Amram. Gimel, so the son of Amram is used. Right, just not Moshe. Chiya bar Amram, the son of Amram. Okay. Gimel matir desa b'char b'valkam she'ina mumche. Three. Kabi ma'at b'char, in a place where there is no mumche. Gimel matir nesa neder b'makam she'in chacham. And three, kabi matir neder, in a place where there is no chacham. So once we talk parallel halachas, so that's where they're put together. Three by b'char, and three by nidarim. So, let's talk about each one. Gimel matir, what's the chiddush of Reb Chiya bar Amram by each one? Gimel matir nesa b'char b'makam she'in mumche. Three, kabi ma'at b'char, if there's no mumche, la fuke. Me the Reb Yossi. That's to exclude Reb Yossi's opinion, who said in our Mishnah, even if there's 23, you need a mumche. And shlosha mefirin es haneder. Or you see on the side, it changes the girsa to matirin. Matirin es haneder. Why does the girsa change it? Because matir neder is what a chacham does. Mefir neder is what a husband does. Hafaras adarim. That's why what we're talking about here is what the Chachamim do, not what the husband does. That's why he changes it to matirin. So shlosha matirin es haneder b'makom she'in chacham. Three hedyoto, so to speak, can be matir neder in a place where there is no chacham. La'afuke midreb Yehuda. That's going against Reb Yehuda. Tanya hafaris adarim begin. And what's mashma from there? From the statement of three that there is no chacham. That if there is one chacham, he'd be able to do it. That's what's mashma from there. You can do three if you don't have a chacham. If you have a chacham, mashma, that could be. So, that statement is la'afuki midi Rabbi Yehuda. Titanya, hafaras adarim begimel. Titanya kama holds that hafaras adarim needs three. Rabbi Yehuda omer, echan mehem chacham. One of them must be a chacham. So this Tana did not hold like that, because this Tana said one chacham is all you need. Rabbi Yehuda obviously is saying here you need three, one of them being a chacham. But Malkam Shein Chacham Kigon Man. So back to our Shita. In a place where you don't have Malkam Shein Chacham Kigon Man. So who is considered a Chacham for this regard? See Rashi on top. Malkam Shein Chacham Hayesh Chacham Hu Lavada Matiro. Right, the Diak that I mentioned before. If there's no Chacham, so you can be made for Neder with the three. Or Matir Neder with the three. But who is the type of Chacham that would be allowed to do it by themselves? Kagon Man. So Amar Rav Nachman, Kagon Ana. Like me. Like me. That's the level of Chacham that you need. Okay? Doesn't sound so great. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echan Mehem Chacham, Michlal Dahanach Koldehu. Right? What the Gemara says, what, that you could have two, like, people who don't know anything? As long as one of them is a Chacham, the other two don't have to know anything? So the Gemara says, no, Amaravina demistavri levisavar. People who could understand. You explain something to them and they can chop it. But it doesn't mean that they're total boros, that they wouldn't be able to understand anything that is happening. Okay, two ha'aris. Number one is on this last point. Meaning they have to have a basic level of knowledge. What's the basic level of knowledge? You explain something to them and they understand. Except for what's the difference between them and a chacham? What, they come up with it themselves? Every person was eventually taught it by a Rebbe or by a Sefer in the previous time. So what's the difference exactly between these types of people and the Chacham? So one could suggest, possibly, that here Ravina says, if you could explain it to them and they could chop it, that's the lower level that can be used. Could they explain it? After you say it to them, could they explain it to somebody else? That's a higher level. That's a higher level. Because the ultimate level of understanding is not just saying, oh, I got it. But the ultimate level is being able to say it to somebody else. Right? It's a Meduik in Rashi. Meduik in Rashi in Maseches Brachos. Where Rashi says, on the Vav Amabes, where the Gemara there lists off all of the schar of different events. Remember this line? Agra de Pirka Rieta. The schar that you get for going to a shir is the running to the shir. Why? Because you're not going to understand the shir anyway, some people. So they get the schar for the schar halicha. Agra de kala dukkha. The agra of going to kala, where all the Jews get together before the Yom Tovim, is dukkha. Is you get smushed and you're uncomfortable. You get special schar for that. Agra de shmaitza svara. Agra de beitam yishtikusa. Right, the agra of going to a base avel is being quiet. Agra tanisat stucka. All of these. But anyway, but the first one, agra de pirka riata. It's an amazing Rashi. I heard Rabbi Sachs make this diuk. Out of the Pirkei Riyata, Iker Kibul Schar Habrios Haratzim L'Shmo Adrasha Mipichacha. The Iker Schar that many of us get when going to a shir, not here obviously, but Iker here, everybody's we're all in the same, we all get it. But Iker Schar Hamarutza, the Iker Schar is the running to it. Shai Ruba Meina Mevinim LaHaamid Girsa. Because most of them don't understand to be able to be ma'amid the girsa. V'lomar shmua mi pi rabon la'achar zman. Sheyekablu schar limud. You know what the ultimate limud is? Where I learned something and then I can give it over to somebody else at a later date. That's the ultimate level of Havana, Rashi says. So do we always get that level of Havana? No. So is that full limud? So we also, Kodesh Baruch gives us schar for just coming. Right, but what's medik from that Rashi? The ultimate level of Havana is where I can give it up to somebody else. It applies in everything in life. If I have to give over a project at work, so there's a big difference between when I have to understand somebody else's project and where I have to give it over myself. I got to know it much better. When I have to present something over, how much do we prepare for a shiur just when we're going to a shiur, or we have to give a shiur? Right, it's that much more we prepare because we have to know it that much better. Again, that's maybe what's being alluded to here, and that is, what is the lower level of just basic knowledge that you could be used as the two extras, but not as the chacham, according to Yehuda? That is, bistavri levisavar. Okay, the other problem, as is obvious, is, what's Rav Nachman doing here? What type of chacham is needed? Oh, like me. Kogonana. So, one could give the answer, like the Gra gives, maybe the Gra says it here too, like the Gra says at the last daf in Masechta Sota, where the Mishnah says there, Misha Mace, I think it's Rebbe, Bala Anava. When Rebbe died, Anava, there's no more Anava in the world. So, Rav Yosef says in the second to last line of Sota, no, Lotisni Anava, don't say Anava, Dikana, I'm still here, so don't say Anava, there's no more Anava in the world. So I was like, come on. What the Marshal and other Marshal of Achronim. So the Gra says, no. There was a Tana named Ana. And if there's a Tana named Ana, so then that's what he's talking about. So he's like, no, Ana is very humble. Interesting that the most humble Tana is named me, right? Ana. But maybe that's what we're being referred to here. So he's saying like Ana, the Chacham. Yeah, not the Pashtus, but maybe the Gra would say that's the Pashtus. But the other answer given is that maybe there are some times that one is allowed to express, right? Says the Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen. Rabbi Tzadok writes, quoted in the Yisrael, he says in the Sefer Yisrael Kedoshim, Afal pi sha'pasik tzaveach yehalelcha zar velo picha, even though the pasik screams out, don't praise yourself. Let others praise you. Mikol makom, Amar Rav Nachman kagon ana, ki lo ba la halel at atzmo, ki im la hodia es adin, mao geder mumcha v'chacham. He's not just saying I'm a great guy. He's explaining to them what the din is. They knew he has a certain level of chachma, and even though he was an anav, he didn't flaunt his chachma, but he knew him. He knew somewhat that he had a certain level of knowledge. So that's what he was teaching them. Like what did Hillel say in Masechta Sukkah? Hillel was the ultimate anav. Remember, he got out of the shower and he was called out four times. He didn't get angry. He was an anav. And what does Hillel say at the end of the Sukkah? Mani kana kolkan. Right? If I'm here, everybody's here. Right? So again, there's a certain level of he's not there. He's teaching them something. He's not being just a Baal Gaiva. So maybe that's the message here. Related to that, the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, Gemara says, on Daf Samach Beizam and Aleph, Amar Rava, Shari Leila Inish, Lo Odue Nafshe, Ba'asra Delo Yadile. A person is allowed to tell people who he is in a place that they don't know him. We're not passing here l'maisa, that if B'tavu Chacham comes to the city, he says, okay, please give me shlishi. No, we're not suggesting that. But the Gemara, in a certain sense, says that he's allowed to say over. Why? So the Rosh here says, so that I'm mezalzel in the Kavod HaTorah. I'm mezalzel, you have to look for Kavod, but at least one should protect the zilzel. That's the suggestion of the Rosh. If you look in the Ian Yaakov on this Gemara, you said it back then in Masechta Nedarim. So why was Shmuel punished? Where he says, Anochi Haroah. Remember the Shmuel says that when in the middle of the Sefer Shmuel, so that later on he was punished for that. So then when he was looking who to anoint, Hashem says, no, not this one, not that one, not that one. He says, this one, my older brothers of David. He was punished for saying, I'm the seer, I'm the Roah. So why was he punished? So if you're makam, then you don't, nobody knows you. If you're not saying it out of gaiva, you're saying it out of kavanat Torah, you're saying it out of whatever it is, so then, why was he punished? So the Iyun Yaakov there says, Bishmuel, Kasha, Knas Kasha, Vedab Batsinu, Bishmuel, Shenenash, Al Sha'omar, L'Sha'ol, Anochi, Aroeh, Vedocha, Gloma, Davil, Mimra, Bekitzer, Anochi. Im kein gamovadia have the member of avdakha yere as shem minu right lomali laka minu right avdakha so says the kenir ali ikker to hada kama shori inish lodia nafsho hainu dafka misham hatsala. The only time you're allowed to say who you really are is if you're in trouble and you're safe, you're somehow trying to save yourself. Avo belisham hatsala ein lodia. So he limits the Gemara. The case by Ovadia, which the Gemara talks about, is specifically where there is an issue of danger, and therefore he has to save himself. But otherwise, one shouldn't. But either way, our Gemara seems to say that if there's a reason, it would be okay. Weiter. Where are we? V'savar Rabbi Yossi. Afilu Yishchav Chav Gimel. Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah said that, no, even if there are 23 B'nai Knesses, one needs a Mumche. Amrav Chananel. Amarav. Ein halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. We don't go like Rabbi Yossi, meaning we go like the Tanakama, that three basic B'nai HaKnesses is okay b'di'evin. Pshita, the Gemara says, Pshita, Yachad v'Rabim, halacha Rabim. What's the chidah? Of course. Yachad v'Rabim, halacha's like the Rabim. Right, isn't that the logical? That's my Chanukah connection for the day. Rabim b'yan miyatim. Right, that's what you would have had a hava mina, that we would go like Rabbi Yossi, and we have to say, what, that's not, well, of course not, Rabbi Yossi, that's the natural, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Rabbi Amiyatim, no, the Yachid beat the Rabbim, okay, that's the best I can do today. So Pshita, Yachid Rabbim, Alakha Karabim, so Pshita is an obvious, we don't go like Rabbi Yossi. So where it says, no, Ma'u Tema, you might have thought, Nimu Ko Imo, you would have thought that Rabbi Yossi always has very strong, clear reasons, Nimu Ko Imo. And therefore, we might go like him, because he makes a lot of sense, even over the Rabbim. Kamash Malan, we do not go that far. We don't say that we would go like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, okay, so Tifshot Meha, prove from here, where Rav just said, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. So remember what we said earlier? Rabbi Yehuda said something in the name of Rav or something in the name of Shmuel. We're not sure who it was in the name of. So, Tifsho Meha, proof from here, Da Kamaisa Mishpeh the Shmuel Itmar. Let the earlier one be in the name of Shmuel, the Yish Mishpeh the Rav Tarti Lomali. Because if he said that earlier in the name of Rav, so why did he say it twice? He said it here in the name of Rav, he said it there in the name of Rav, they're saying the same thing. So maybe it must be that they both said it, and there he said it in the name of Shmuel, here he said it in the name of Rav. So where is it? No, Chadim Echlal Dechaver to Itmar. He only said one of them explicitly. The other one, the Talmidim quoted in his name that, you know, implied it. Because he said it once. But he didn't say it two times. Therefore, there's no diuk what the earlier case was in the name of Shmuel or in the name of Rav. Period. Okay, last Mishnah of the fifth perek. Says the Mishnah, Hashochid es habachor. So all the cases that we've been speaking about is who's Naaman. So what if he did it without halachic permission? Hashochid es habachor v'lo noda shelo her'eyu. What happens if somebody shechs a bechor and it becomes known that he didn't show it to a chacham? Masha achlu achlu, and let's say he had sold it to somebody. Right? The butcher, it was a butcher who did it, and then he gave it to somebody, sold it to somebody. So masha achlu achlu, what the buyers ate, they ate. Nothing to do about that. The yachzer lam adamim, and he's got to return the money. He's got to return the money because, you know, they bought an animal. They didn't buy an animal. Well, it was usher. Except for he has to return the money. Right? Rashi says here, it's a much-discussed Rashi, Mishum Knas. De Isser Safek Have. It could be that this was mutter. It could be that this animal had a mum. You don't know. But it could be not. And because of that, Chacham said, though, you have to. What if it was for sure, Vaday no mum? What if it was the day before it was sold, it was checked? So then maybe it will be more than Knas. More like, we'll see cases in the Gemara soon. Maybe if it was Vaday Treif, Vaday Aser, Vaday Shchutei Chutz, so then maybe it wouldn't just be a Knas. But that's an important Rashi. Rashi said, at least in this case, he calls it a Knas. Umasha lo achlu, what was not eaten yet, Pabasa Yikavri, you gotta bury the meat. You gotta bury it, because it's Aser Ba'na. For Yachzer as Adam, and you gotta be Machzir, the money. The difference. Next, v'chena shochet es hapara u'machra v'noda shitreifa. Somebody shechs a cow and sells it, and rachmana litzlan, after he sold it, well, we've had stories about this in history, right? It was treif. Right, the butcher was not being truthful. Is this b'mezid? Is this b'shogeg? Good question. Knas sounds like mezid. Usually there's no knasos b'shogeg. But anyway, so if you have a treif, masha achlu achlu, what they ate, masha lo achlu em yachziru lo asabasar, what they didn't eat, so they could give him back the meat, because it doesn't have to be buried. Treifa is not asr b'hana, it's only asr b'achila, so they could give him back the meat, v'hu yachzlem asadamim, and he gives them back their money. Third case, machruhu la'ovik achavim o hitilu l'klavim. What if the Jew who bought it didn't do anything wrong? Why? He didn't eat it. He took the shayf and he sold it to a guy. Or he threw it to dogs. So he got exactly hana that he's allowed to get. So then, yishalmu demei treifa. The seller has to at least pay him the difference between how much a kosher animal would have been worth and how much a treif animal, because he paid for a kosher animal. And he got a treif animal. So he's got to be machzir in the difference between the kosher and the treif animal. Period. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, HaMocher Basar L'Chaveir V'Nimsa Basar B'chor. Somebody sells meat to their friend, and it comes out that it's B'chor meat. Peiros V'Nimsa Tevalim. He sold him fruit, which he thought was Mesukan, and it turned out to be Tevel. Yayin V'Nimsa Yayin Nesach. Wine, and it turns out to be Yayin Nesach. Which Yayin Nesach are we talking about here? So Yayin Nesach, the words Yayin Nesach are really the categories, three types of wine. Discussed this at length in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Remember the three categories? Actual Yayin Nesach, which was used to pour libations to an Avodah Zarah, number one. Number two is the next level down, just Stam Yenam of a non-Jew, which Chazal, Midrash Rabbanan, gave the status of Yayin Nesach. That's also Aser Bahana. And the third level down is a Jew's wine that was touched by a non-Jew. That's also Aser. It's also Aser. Those are the three levels of Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach obviously is Daraisa. The other two levels are only Durabanan. So Pashas, let's say at least it's talking about level number one. So Yayin Menimsa, Yayin Nesach, Mash, all these cases where you ended up having bought treif, Masha Achlu, Achlu, V'yachshulem Asadamim. Okay, what he ate, he's got V'yachshulem Asadamim. He's got to pay them for it. What do you mean? Why do you have to pay them for it? Look at Rashi. Yachshulem, Rashi has the girsa of Kol Hadamim. Rashi says, Dekoma. It's a beautiful hashkafic Rashi also. Dekoma she'achlu eino nehene lohem misha'a she'noda lohem. Whatever they ate, retroactively, they get no pleasure from. They get no pleasure from. Right, a couple of years ago, I remember the story in a certain community where there was a butcher that had been selling treif meat or the source was not kosher, and everybody was sick. Everybody was sick. They were throwing up. They were Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. They find out that they were eating treif. They mamish can't understand. Can't handle it. Go crazy, right? So that's what the Mishnah says, that this is not called hana. Even though he ate it, then he has to be machzir the damim, right? That's the it's not called hana. That's what the Achronim discuss this in terms of whether it's called a ma'is achila, because usually we have the principle. Comes up in Kiddushin and elsewhere. Hamisasek b'chalavim v'arayos chayiv shekein nehene. If I'm misasek by chalev or by arayos, I'm chayiv. Even though I had no idea what I was doing, I was misasek. I thought it was, this person thinks it was his wife and it was somebody else. Person thinks it was kosher and it was, so that's more than shogig. If it's a case of misasek, you're still going to be chayiv. But maybe there because nobody else, was machshil you. Here somebody else was machshil you, so somebody really feels taken. Okay, either way, so the Gemara says, you have to give back the damim. Let's continue reading, and then we'll make a couple of ha'aris. Let's just continue first. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, it depends. Dvarim, shahanefesh katsa bahen, yachzul enes adamim. Things that people find disgusting, you got to give back the damim. V'she'ena nefesh katsa, that might be where Rashi says kol adamim. Right, so that's exactly which line Rashi is going on. Let's say he's going on that line. Dvarim v'she'ena nefesh katsa b'hen, items that people don't find totally disgusting, yinachalem as adamim, then you could just, he could keep a little bit, and he just gives back the difference. So v'elohe, what are dvarim shanefesh katsa b'hen? Nevelos, trefos, shkatsim, remasim. Those are disgusting items that people cannot deal with. Right, all of these. Another Gemara says, what's the difference? Why do these items, why is the seller allowed to knock off some of the price? What's the difference? They're all usser. Why? Because they're there's just shkatzim and remasim. People are, what, if somebody eats tevel, it's also terrible for them. So why, by all of these last cases, do we give the mocher a little deduction? So bechor, says the Gemara, with the Bach, by bechor, why do we say yenache v'leimalei mayafsatich? Why can't the buyer say to the seller, I caused you? The bechor could have still been a bechor without hana, so it would have been usher without a mum, so it would have been usher b'hana to you. So give me back all my money. Give me back all my money. The Kona is saying. So the mocher is allowed to say no. Lo tzricha k'gon dezavin lemimakamuma. Right, no. He said the case is where he sold him from the place where the mum was on the animal. Da amale ilav da achlis have machzina le v'shari nil like Rabbi Yehuda. It could be if I didn't sell it to you and you didn't eat it, I could have taken it to a chacham and maybe this would have been a mum kavua. Right, and just because I didn't, I could have showed it to him after I shechted it, like Rabbi Yehuda says. But the evidence, okay. So therefore, the mocher has a little bit of a taina. So that's why we knock off. He deducts some of the price. Number one, tevalim. What about tevel? So again, the mocher could say, "Havi maskinina lahu va'achinalu." I could have been masaking it. I could have taken some of my sores and eaten it. Yayin nesach al yidei taroves ukarash bag. Yayin nesach could have gotten mixed in to other wine. The tznan yayin nesach shenafal abar kulo aser bahana. Yayin nesach falls into a bar is all aser. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer no. Yimacher kulo lo v'dekochavim chutz mid me yayin nesach shabo. Yayin nesach does aser everything, but if it's in a mixture, which is what we're talking about, you could sell it minus the yayin nesach value. So therefore, in all these cases, it's called by Rav Shimon ben Elazar, a davar she'ein hanefesh katsa bohen, maybe because, now that we have the hindsight, because by all of these, there's a way you can fix it. It's not something that's inherently and eternally problematic. Shkatsim, remasim, nevelis, and treifis. There's nothing to do about those. By the others, one can fix it. You can be misak.
By tevel, you can fix it. By the bechor,
it's tevel, you can fix it. By bechor, it can be fixed.
It can be fixed.
Really, if it got a mum, right. But there is a way to get out of it. The other ones, there's no way. The only way Nevelin Trevik will become kosher is that they become so putrid that they're not Royal Achila anymore. They can lose their tumma by Nevela. But it can't become edible. They're finished. Can't become edible. So maybe that's why it's described as such. There is, whenever this comes up, the Gemara doesn't quote it here, but the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira quoted in the Shulchan Aruch with the Nesivos. Top 10 Nesivuses, I think, that if we would quote, this is up there. The Rambam talks about this idea of selling treif to another person, and the Rambam has an important distinction. Was what I sold the person, and they partook of Aser D'Oraisa or Aser D'Rabbanan. That's the Rambam's chiluk. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamid Dalin. Shochet para umachra v'noda shehi treifa masha'achlo achlo v'yachsel en adamim v'mashalo achlo yachselo abasar v'yachser alahem adamim. Our Gemara. Fine. V'machra alochem basar zeshal treifa la'akam v'chulu v'chulu. He quotes our Gemara. V'chein hadin kol amocher davar she'israch kilasa min haTorah. This is the Rambam talking now. The Rambam says this whole Gemara that we just read is only by Isurei D'Oraisa. It's all on the list, right? All the examples on the list, even the two types, are Asur D'Oraisa. Aval amocher l'chaveir davar she'israch ilaso mi divrei sofrim. What if you sell an Isur D'Rabbanan? I sell something that's only Asur D'Rabbanan. I sell a person, I tell him, it's a soy burger. It's a soy burger. And really, it was a chicken burger. And he put cheese on it, then he... Or let's say I sold him a cheese, whatever it is. So the halacha there is, if it's still there, then it goes back. Ima ya peres kayam and maxer peres v'not adamav. V'yimachlam, achal. V'ena mocher maxer lo klum. That's the Rambam, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Yisurei D'Oraisa, that's when our Gemara is talking about Yisurei D'Oraisa. Yisurei D'Rabbanan, that's not our Gemara. Yisurei D'Rabbanan, the whole thing doesn't have to give any money back. Why? Why not? So this is the famous Nesivus, where the Nesivus says, "Luchare inu muvan kivan tahamekach batel havi kamazik ochal shalo bemekach." But let me talk to Shalom. Right, very first, he has one way, the other way. So he says, "No." He says, "By an iser d'oraisa done b'shogeg, you still did something wrong. You still need kapara, right? And that's why you have a carbon chatas by many averus that one does b'shogeg. What happens if somebody does an iser d'rabbanan b'shogeg?" Says the Nesivus, "You don't need tshuva. You don't need kapara. Because the important part of the Rabbanan is, Dinim de Rabbanan, is not specifically the content of the Dinim de Rabbanan, but it's to listen to them. The fact that you listen to them. So if I did it b'shogeg, I didn't not listen to them. I didn't violate. So therefore, number one, you don't need tshuva. Number two, so if I ate it b'shogeg, I didn't do anything wrong. So why do I have to give you back your money? That's the Shulchan Aruch and the Nesivus. Ela vaday, sheino nenash klal, ala shogig b'sa d'rabanam. Harei hu la ha'ochel kilu ochel k'sheira. Wow. Vari nenek kamog min ha'ksheira, mishum ha'chi. Right, and you don't have to do that. Anyway, of course, the Gemara in Erevin, daf samach zayin, where the Gemara says there, by, if you're not sure by this d'rabanan, just do it and then ask Shilas later. By d'araisa, you gotta ask the Shilas first. Okay, that's not a general rule. But that's a line in the Gemara in Erevin. So the Nesivus uses that Gemara to explain his Shita, because by Durabanans, if you're Shogeg anyway, so then don't worry about it. Okay. Nobody should paskin based on that Gemara. But again, you can look at these footnotes in the Nesivus in Reish Lamed Daled. The Meshech Chachma uses that Nesivus. We'll mention that Meshech Chachma at the end if we have time. That's Meshech Chachma Asher Shoftim. But one other Rambam Ravid that is shy after this discussion, and that is, do you make a bracha on an Isser? Let's say, I'm eating it's not sakanas tefashas. That's a separate question. But let's say it's not sakanas tefashas. I'm doing an avera. I'm eating something not kosher and I know it. Do I make a bracha on that? Make a bracha on that? Is Kodesh Baruch Hu really interested in my bracha on a pig? So, that's a machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, inochas brachas, alaf yutes, kala ochel davar ha'asr, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, eno. Bashaga, how do you know? But eino mivarech alav. Lo betchila lo basof. No bracha on a piece of treif. Ketzad. Betchila or basof.
Right.
You ate it b'shogeg. Right. If you ate it b'shogeg, and then you find out about it. Right. They make a bracha achrona. Right. Good. Ketzad. Harish achal tevel v'afilu tevel d'devrayim. O shachal meiser rishon shlo nitla kol trumosav. O meiser sheni v'agdash shlo niftu gilchasan. Eino mivarech. Under Rabbanans, v'yitzarach loma aramachal nevelos treifas oshosel yayinesach v'chayotze behen. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? The Ravid says, no! The Gemara that the Rambam is based on is only regarding zimun. If you have a treif meal, you can't be mezamein. That's what the Gemara says in the 7th parak in brachas. Doesn't mean that you don't make any brachas on it. Right? Ta bazeh toz gedola, says the Ravid. Shalom amru ein mevarchen ala shei mezamnin alayen. Ala bracha tchila vasof lomol yivarchu. Hoil v'nehenu. The Ravid says, this is a berachas hanenin. You're getting hana. What's you doing? You want to do two bad things. You want to eat treif and get hana from the world without being makar Hashem? So that's why the Ravid argues. This is an important machlokas Rambam Ravid, but it also definitely has to do with, do we look at eating treif as a maisa achila? That also might be behind the Rambam Ravid. Right, the Rambam might say, no, you didn't do a Maisa Achila. Maybe you could put that with this Rambam, that if you sell a Daraisa, right, the Rambam there in Brachas says you don't make Chilukim to Daraisa Darabanan. And here he does. Okay, you gotta work it out. But either way, this is an important Rambam Ravid. And the Katzimishna there says, most Rishonim, the Rosh of Greece to the Ravid. But it's an important discussion.
Do they each hold the same thing if they steal?
Good question. What about a stolen item? Is that called a Davar Asur? Or do we say that the aveira was done is done, and therefore you're eating it? It's not that it's inherently usher. It's just an isser had been done to it, right? So go. What about achilas matzah? Do you make a bracha on achilas matzah on that's a bracha mitzvah, or do you make on stolen matzah? But you're asking on birchas anen in on a stolen item, right? I think they talk about it. I remember the Piskei Tshuvos. I think I have to check on that. Where this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Brachas. I think he discusses that whether stolen items. The Rambam does not give that example. The Rambam only gives examples of that inherent problems with the item. Okay. Hadrala Kopsulim Magdashin. Now we get to the next parak. Sixth parak in Meseches Becharos brings us back to Chulin. Brings us back to sixth parak and the seventh parak, I think, also. Talks about all mumin. Brings us back to physical elements of an animal. What's a mum? But there we were talking about some mum that you're allowed to shecht and eat. Here it's about what type of mum is considered mum kavua to allow you to shecht in order to be nana from your bechor. So al elu mum shofel as a bechor. So first we have ear mums. Nifgama ozno mina chischus. If an ear becomes damaged from the chischus is the cartilage. Avalo es ha'or, but not, Rashi says, tenucha ozen, the cartilage, not the lobe, right? But the avalo es ha'or, but not from the actual skin. Skin that would not be a mum. Nistaka av mishlo chasra. If it gets cracked, even if it's not missing anything. Why? The Chazon Ish says, cracks always widen. So therefore, that's going to be a mum. Nikva malokashin. If it gets a little hole, the size of a bean. Oshi yafsha, if it totally gets dried out. Ezo yafsha, what's considered dry? Machlokas. Kalsha tinake veina motziati bazdam. If it's so dry that if you poke a hole in it, dam will not come out. Or, if Yossi ben Amishol Omer, more than that. Yafsha kshitehe nifrachas. If you'd like put your hands on it, it would totally disintegrate. Right? So two types of yavashas. So Gemara says, Amai, why do we allow these mumin? Pisech v'iverksiv. The mumin of the Torah are very, very big mumin, a lame, a blind animal. So why do we allow these little ones on the ear? So the Gemara says, no, ksiv nami ki yibamum. It also says, any mum. So that's why it's included. So Gemara says, ve'ema ki yibamum klal, pisech o'iver prat. Klalu prat im klalal amashu beprat, pisech v'iver in midiachrini lo. Maybe it's a klalu prat, then you should limit it. No, kol mumra chazar v'klal. Klalu prat a klal, iyata adon ela ke'ina prat. So, kol mumra includes any. So, ma prat mefurash, mumin sheba gali v'ena chozrin, just like the examples given are an open mum, which do not grow back. Av kol mumin sheba gali v'ena chozrin. So, do any mum, all mumin that are revealed and do not grow back, are included. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Maybe you should limit it even more. Meima ma prat mufurish muin shabagali ubutal mi malachto ve'eno chozer. Maybe the examples given are mum shabagali. They don't grow back, and they also cause the animal to not be able to work. Batal mi malachto. Af kol mum shabagali ubutal mi malachto ve'eno chozer. So maybe all mumin, and this ear mum does not prevent the animal from working. So maybe it should not be included. So Gemara says, no, forget klaluprat. That's not how we darshan it, but we darshan it with ribui. Kol mumra, ribui yahu. So kol mumra, we include. It's a ribui. Ihachi mumin shebeseser nami. So then even internal mumin should be included. Alamatzna, why did we learn later on in the Mishnah? We quoted this earlier as well. Chutin achitzonio shenifgamu, the outer gums that become damaged, vishenigmamu, or get cut, vapnimios shenekru, but the inner ones only that were totally uprooted. Neakru in, nifgamu venigmamu lo, only if they're totally uprooted is it a mum, but not nifgamu or nigmamu, why not? Right, if it was on the outside, it would be a problem. Skamara says, no, beina mumra, faleka. You need a really bad mum. That's not called a ban mum, unless it's mum shebegalui, that makes it look disgusting, Rashi says. Sheminavlo. So the Gemara says, okay, so now you included it, it's ihachi mum over nami. So what about a temporary mum? Right at that moment, you can't be makrovit. So alamatnan velomina ar. Why do you say the mum on the skin is not going to be a problem? Why? Because that's going to grow back, so what? Right, so what? A mum over should also be included. So the Gemara says, no, mum over svarahu. Mamor, it's a svar that it's not a problem. Why? Hashta mifraklo parkinan alilave. We wouldn't be able to redeem a karbon with this mum, meaning it would still retain inherent kedusha. So mishka shachtinan alilave. We'd allow you to shecht it and say that it doesn't have kedusha anymore for bechor. So that's why, of course, mum over is not included based on svara. Even though we just quoted a svara, the Gemara quotes a source now for it. That a mum over is not included. Did Tanya. Vim kol behema temeya, asher lo yakriv b'mena karban l'Hashem. By every behema temeya, that you're not being makriv, the pasuk continues and says, can be redeemed. So what is this talking about? Actual non-kosher animals? Right, you brought a camel as a karban. So no, b'bali mumin sheyipadu, shenifdu hakasam adaber. We're talking about bali mumin that could be redeemed. At omer b'bali mumin shenifdu. Are we talking about bali mumin that are redeemable? Hakasam adaber. They take out the sheet that takes out those two words. O eino ela b'behema tamei mamish. Are we talking about an actual non-kosher animal? Kshu omer vim b'behema hatameya. Hari b'behema tamei amur. It's another phrase. B'behema tamei is included. Hamarni makayem asher lo yagrivu mimena. Hari omer. So bali mumin shenifdu. Including bali mumin, a bal mum can be redeemed from the Beis HaMikdash. Yachol yipadu al mum over. You might think you can even redeem an animal based on a mum over. Tamal omar she le'yakrivu b'mena karban l'Hashem. That you cannot be makrivit mi she'ena kreva kal ikr yatsazazu she'ena kreva hayom elo lamachar. An animal only that is totally excluded from akrava is included, but if it can be hukraf tomorrow, then you cannot redeem it. So if you can't redeem it, you also can't, right, it's not redeemable for a mumah over. Ibayisema or imkein pisech v'imer lamali. You have to say the examples of the Torah telling me something, so they're telling me, you know, not to redeem based on a mum over. Period. Viter nistakava bichlo chaseira. If it's cracked, even though it's not missing anything, it's kind of like esrog rules. Right? Tana rabbanon, hasedek kolshu. Hasedek, a crack at any amount. As we said, why? Because the Chazonish says, because it spreads hapagima, but if it's actually like missing something, bein bide adam, bein bide shamayim, right? It doesn't matter if it was humanly inflicted or the animal had a bide shamayim. Doesn't matter. Michal the sedek bide shamayim lo. That's a tibi. A crack is only bide adam, not bide shamayim. Elo no sedek begima, baby the shamayim, baby the adam. Either way, the kamashir begima. How much really has to be pugum, like a crack, missing a little bit or indented? Kadesha takar batziporin, enough that if your fingernail goes over it, it'll catch. Won't be smooth. It'll catch. That's enough of a pigima. What's the hava mina to say that bide shamayim would not be a problem? Why would I think there's no problem bide shamayim? So again, the Reishis Bikurim comes and tells us, because Bidei Shemayim started in utero. And maybe, if something starts in utero, then we're allowed to look at it as not a problem. Lani Azadi Pashut. The really, I would say, ain't Svar Lachalik Lamaisa. But he says, maybe the Havamin is based on the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, maybe mum can be compared to tumah, and just like there's no tumah blua, so too there's no tumah here. And the havamina is that you go by when the mum was created, and therefore it was created blua, so it's not a problem. Kamashman, you don't go by a mum when it was created; you go by a mum the actuality in the present, and therefore right now it's a mum, and therefore even though it was created in a state where it's not a problem, ach be'emes in yipsol mum mishum sheyesh lo hamum var mikol makom yesh lo. But that was the havamina why you would say that it is not included. Viter nekeva mala nikva mala. If you make a hole the size of a bean, tana rabbanan kama nekeva ozen. How much is the hole in the ear? Malik hashin the size of a bean. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Omer bika adasha the size of a lentil. Ezohi Yevesha, what is dry mim, she did not give him a Tibas Dam, Rabbi Yezrim Shalom, Yevesha, because she didn't frachas. Right, those two shiurim. Tana, we have a brisa that says, Krovin Devram Leoshavim. These two opinions are very close to each other. So we have two machlokos here. So which is this referring to? Which two are close together? What defines dry, or how big the hole has to be? So, divrei handaman. Ilei medetana kama, Rabbi Yossi ben HaMesholom. Tuvi ika. If it's about being dry, that's a big difference. Not getting blood out versus if the ear falls apart when you touch it, that's a big difference. So, Ela Tanakam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about the first one. The size of a bean and a lentil are pretty close. Period. So, one second. Bika Adasha in Batsar Mikedasha Lo. According to the second opinion, Rabbi Yosef Ben HaMesholem, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, only lentil size, if it's less than a lentil size, it's not called a mum. It's not called a hole, v'ramini, but I'll tell you a question, I'll ask you a question from a totally different context. Marzeya. We know an Eved Ivri, if he wants to stay up to 6 years, he gets his ear pierced. So it says use a marzeya, which is a piercing instrument. Ainli ela marzeya. I only know you can use a marzeya. Mina ainli rabbas, how do I know you can use any sharp instrument? Hasol, vasira, vamachad, vamagdeach, vamachte, vesplinter, a needle, any of them. Tamalomar, velokachta, koldavish, anilkach, biyad, divrei, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. You can use anything, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Omer, no, marzeya. Ma marzeya, miyuchat shel mateches. Just like marzeya is metal. Of kol shel mateches. You can only use metal. That's the first part. V'katani says machlokas. The Rabbi Yehuda says you can use anything. V'katani seifa, and the seifa then says Am Rabbi Yehuda Barebi. Rabbi Yehuda, the great one, says Hayadorish. He said Kishen rotsin in and rotsin alav amilas. You have to cut it in the earlobe. V'chachamim omrim ain eved ivri koin nirtza mebreishanase balmum. And the chachamim add on and say an eved ivri, you can't have an eved ivri kohen be nirtza because that's going to make him into a balmum. So one second, let's think about this for a minute. V'yim tomar, continues the chacha, bebilas ha'yirotzin, and therefore the chacham say, if you did it in the earlobe, heich eved kohen asa balmum. You can't do it, right? How would he become a balmum? If you make a hole in the earlobe, it wouldn't be a balmum for him. And we know the din is that a Kohen cannot be an Eved Ivri because of the Ritzia problem. So Ha'ein Rotz and Elba Gobe Shalozen. So it must be, say the Chachamim, that the cut is done in the height of the ear, the top of the ear, not in the earlobe. Okay, Machlok is where it's done. But question mark. Let's think about this for a minute. How big of a size of a hole are we talking about that's creating a balmum? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, any of these tiny little instruments, that's much smaller than a lentil size. So we're asking, we're comparing here, movement of an animal and movement of a kohen, which we're going to do later. But the Gemara is seeming to say that it's the same requirements. So how can Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say that the minimum shear is a lentil-sized hole by an animal, where he says it's a tiny hole by a person? So, Amr of Chana, Barkatina, Lokasha, Kan Lishcho, Kan Lifsol. Period. No, there's a big difference. For the animal to become Pasol, Agabe, Hamiz, Beach, that's any tiny amount. For the animal to allow you to Shecht it, that's a bigger amount. Right, so that, you can't compare the cases. One more line. My Karshina, Amr Shravya, Hinda. Okay, a type of bean. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll start with the Maral Diskin on Evan Nirtza. Beautiful thought that we mentioned in Parsha Shirim in the past, and we will continue.